We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
5 o'clock on a Tuesday really matters here on 95.7 The Game, because that means we are a half an hour away from a Tuesday trifecta. And right now we have Peter King here on the dial pad guest line. Peter is also brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Visit Friedman'sAppliance.com today. Peter, thank you very much for joining us. Damon Ratto and Kolsky, good to have you on once again. So, big impressive win by the 49ers. What'd you think of last night?
You know, I thought there were three really interesting parts of this game. Number one, that we've been trying to bury the running game in the NFL for, 15 years or whatever. It seems like everybody minimizes the importance of the running game and says, we'll figure that out. We need to get a great quarterback. But look at what happened this weekend in the NFL. Look at what the Raiders did with Josh Jacobs. You know, look at what the 49ers did, with that offensive line and with Breed and Coleman. Look at what Christian McCaffrey is doing. And, you know, I look at all these things and I just say, the Indianapolis Colts going to Kansas City and winning with a running game and not the passing game of Frank Reich. And I think what basically has happened and is in the process of happening is that teams have sold out so much to get to the quarterback and are so consumed with the edge rushing part of defense that they're forgetting to say, as the Kansas City Chiefs have totally forgotten, averaging 5.3 yards per opponent rush. In that way, they won't make it out of the divisional round. They'll never make it to face the Patriots. But having said all that, I think that was really impressive by the Niners last night, running for over 200 yards and running the ball consistently, not just on the first snap by Matt Breida. The second thing is, obviously, if Bosa stays healthy, he's going to be a great player for a long time. The first thing is very important. We don't know if he's going to stay healthy. But if he does, that is going to turn out to be a great draft choice, because they have basically done a really good job spending a lot of draft, trade, and free agency capital in building that defensive front. And I think finally, we saw the value of being patient. Not that anybody after 2 years and quarterback injuries was ever going to fire the head coach and get rid of John Lynch in the front office. But essentially, in giving those guys the 6-year contract with no offset, meaning that if they walk away, Jed York's just got to write him a check, for all of the rest of the contract, regardless of where they work after that in the NFL. I mean, that was a tremendous commitment by Jed York. Obviously, he stuck to it. And now you're seeing the fruit of it, because Kyle Shanahan, right now is a top 5 NFL play designer and play caller. So there's not a lot of bad news for the 49ers right now.
The fact that you now are now seeing the fruits of a number of coaches who are counterpunching against the edge rusher, can you look back and see when this happened? Did it happen at the start of this season after
Yes.
a full summer of offensive coordinators making adjustments? Or did you see signs of it at the tail end of last?
Well, Ray, that's a great, great question. And I'll tell you, this after the game on Sunday night and after watching football over the weekend, I had a conversation with Frank Reich around midnight Eastern, maybe 40 minutes after their game. And he reminded me of something that he said when he took this job, and that was, I want to have a top five running game. And that was a little bit unexpected at the time, because when you have Andrew Luck, you know, unless you're going to score 40 points every game, it's going to be hard to have a top five running game, because you're going to rely on one of the best young quarterbacks in football. So Andrew Luck, his first year, throws for 4,500, and he throws 39 touchdown passes. And the Indianapolis Colts are 20th in the NFL in running the football. So I just sort of said, well, you know, hey, you have Andrew Luck, and, you know, you want to be competent running the ball, but let's not be silly. You got to put the ball in the hands of Andrew Luck. But in training camp again this year, that's what Frank Reich was saying. And then 15 days before the start of the season, when Andrew Luck retires, now he has a chance to basically put his play calling where his mouth is. And that's exactly what he's done. They have the number five. You know, he said, I want to be in the top five. I want to be a top five NFL running game. And this year, right now, after 5 weeks, they are fifth in the NFL in rushing yards. And that, Frank Reich believes, is so important because it plays to the strength of his team, which is a massive offensive line. And I don't want to kill this thing by going over to the Raiders, but you know what the Raiders have done too? Mike Mayock did this when he got Trent Brown, and they moved Colton Miller over to the other side, and they basically said, we are going to draft what we consider to be a franchise back in Josh Jacobs. And when we do that, we're not drafting him to run it 14 times a game. We're drafting him to run it 23 times a game, whatever it ends up being. Josh Jacobs had one 20-carry game as a collegian at Alabama. One. He had one. He rushed the ball 20 times once at Alabama. And now the first game with the Raiders, he rushed it 23 times, and Sunday he rushed it 26 times. I don't know long-term if he's going to prove that he can do it, but Ray, I guess my whole point about running the ball is, if you have a strong move the pile, and I emphasize that, a very strong move the pile offensive line, why would you allow Floyd and Mack and all of those guys on the Bears to come in and try to dominate you by throwing the ball 48 times in the game? And I think that's a smart move by John Gruden. It's a smart move by Kyle Shanahan, smart move by Frank Reich. And I think a lot of the coaches in this league are saying, okay, if you want to load up with those great edge rushers, we'll show you. We are going to pound the ball. And that's how we're going to win these games, and that's how we're going to keep the ball away from your offense.
So, Peter, who had a better game last night against Myles Garrett, Justin School or Kyle Shanahan?
Kyle Shanahan, because he designed it. He's the one who figured it out. And I'm not saying in any way, because I don't believe it's true. Did you see what John Gruden did in that game, in London? He basically had Derek Carr throwing the ball very, very quickly. Derek Carr, in all his pass drops, was sacked zero times and hit hard once, and that was by Khalil Mack. And he was never, ever under fire by what I consider to be an excellent NFL defense. And so, look, I'm sure Shanahan did not base anything off anything other than what he saw, but he knew you can't let Myles Garrett wreck this game. And so that's what he did. He just said, we are going to both, A, run at Myles Garrett when need be. They did it on the first play of the game. And then, secondly, they're going to get rid of the ball very, very quickly. That's exactly how they play the game.
And obviously, Kyle Shanahan getting a ton of credit for the run game, not just because of what we've seen this year, but because it has seemed throughout his tenure that almost no matter who is involved, whether offensive linemen are hurt, whether running backs are hurt, he can get production out of the run game. Are we about to see that put to the test now that Kyle Juszczyk is hurt?
That's a great question. That's a big injury. And look, all of the big contenders in the NFL, I would say, have had major, major injuries. I'd say probably all but the Patriots. But you look at the Chiefs now, they're without Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and Eric Fisher. I mean, those are three of their most important 10 players, maybe most important 7 or 8 players. And now, you know, the 49ers not only having to go without probably for another month Joe Staley, but now for that same period of time having to go without Kyle Juszczyk. So I would be concerned, especially going into a game where you're going to face Aaron Donald and where you're going to face a team that this is an absolute total must win. If I had even thought that there was a chance after week 6 that the Rams would be 3 games behind the 49ers in the loss column, that's an utter shock. You know, we're not even through the league championship series yet, and the 49ers could be 3 games ahead in the loss column of the Rams. It's absolutely crazy, but that's what the Rams are going to deal with this weekend, and that's why I'll tell you, this is going to be a real, real challenge. And also, Rams are going to have 10 days of rest before this game. And the Niners are working on a short week going on the road. So not a great set of circumstances for the Niners on Sunday in L.A.
But, oh, what an opportunity awaits them. It really is something else. Peter King here on 95.7 The Game. Getting back to last night's game at Levi's Stadium, I am watching Baker Mayfield getting a whole bunch of passes tipped at the line of scrimmage. I'm looking at a wide receiver as established as Odell Beckham Jr. catch 2 balls 2 weeks in a row. Also knowing how volatile he is or was in New York, is there a ticking time bomb about to blow up in Freddie Kitchens' locker room?
You know, if Odell Beckham Jr. Has a couple more weeks like that, he's going to get pissed off. His history says, if you don't throw the ball to me, I will get pissed off. Now, I will say this. He never had his best friend and kind of a bit of his mentor, Jarvis Landry. He never had that with the Giants. So he's got that now. We'll see how it works and if it does work. But my money is on Odell blowing a gasket if he keeps on getting, and I'm sure he feels like he's being underused. That would be one thing. But, you know, I think also, you know, Baker Mayfield, I think that, look, Cleveland's offensive line is, I don't want to say they're in tatters, but it's not a good offensive line. And if I am Freddie Kitchens, I got to put my arm around Baker Mayfield or have him in and lock the door in the office and just sit across the desk from him here in the next day or two and just say, you know, can you please just play football and not be a lightning rod all the time? Can you, when somebody wants to shake your hand, and I don't know, I've seen both sides of this. I don't know whether he shook his hand or didn't, and I don't particularly care. But you know, could you, Baker Mayfield, could you just simply stop being a lightning rod? And can we be a football team so we can worry about one thing, which is the only thing with Seattle and New England on the schedule in the next 2 games, knowing that there's a chance we could enter the second half of the season after the bye at 2-5. Can we please just not be concerned with all this crap that seems to envelop you and engulf you at all times? So I don't know whether that'll happen, but it should happen. If you're Freddie Kitchens, you've got to try to head this off at the pass.
You've been doing this for upwards probably of 40 years, I'm going to guess. But I'm going to see if you really do love football. You have only 3 games to watch, but you must watch them in their entirety. Redskins Dolphins in the 1 o'clock window, Falcons Cardinals in the 4 o'clock window, Steelers Chargers in the 8:30 window. Would you quit your job?
I'm sitting on the little deck in Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn, and I'm sitting on the 6th floor of this deck. There's a nice little cold you know, or Indian summer evening in New York right now. And if you made me do that, I think I would sit out here throughout that entire day, even if there was a blizzard. So the answer is no, I would not do that. In fact, the only thing I would do there is I am totally fascinated by everything that Kyler Murray does. And he's such an interesting, different player. I'm actually going to watch a good chunk of that game because I'm totally fascinated with him. And I haven't seen enough of Kyler Murray. But, Ray, no, I'm not going to watch those other two games. You could take my football writer's card if you'd like, but those will not be on my agenda.
Coward.
Yeah, that's me.
I will join you in not watching those games, Peter, and I respect you for it. I asked the guys this actually during a commercial break a little earlier. Is George Kittle a top 20 player in football?
I mean, it's hard to eliminate that many quarterbacks from the conversation to put a tight end in there.
I would not label him a top 20 player in football because of the importance of the quarterback position.
Sure.
You know, if you force me to pick the 20 most important players in football, there's a good chance that 16 of them would be quarterbacks, or I don't know what number. But there wouldn't be a lot of them that wouldn't be quarterbacks, and George Kittle would not make the next four or five. But do I think right now he's the most dangerous all-around tight end in football? Yes. Absolutely yes. And that is to say I've got tremendous respect for Zach Ertz. And I think that Zach Ertz is tremendous, 116 or whatever catches last year, a total absolute security blanket for Carson Wentz. But I just love everything about Kittle. Even as great a year as Ertz had last year, he'd probably hate me for saying this because we got a good relationship. I voted Kittle for All-Pro in the NFL. I just thought in the environment that he had last year, in everything that was against him last year, I just thought he was an absolute force at tight end. I really like him. And I just think right now, especially with the questions that the 49ers have in their receiving core, they're so fortunate to have him. Although, I will say this. You know, I thought Jimmy Garoppolo made two or three really, really good throws last night, the best of which you would never even think was the best of it. But when he threw the little cross to Marquise Goodwin on the left sideline, right in front of the Cleveland bench, maybe it was late second quarter, just a beautiful threaded, just laid right in there, and he ran out of bounds. And it was a beautiful touch pass. You don't have to throw the ball 40 yards in the air to make a great pass. And I think Garoppolo threw a couple of good ones. One of them was a touchdown pass to Kittle, in fact, but his best throw of the night, strangely, was a fairly short one on an intermediate cross to Marquise Goodwin.
Made a heck of a throw to Dante Pettis that got dropped, too.
He did. Yeah.
You saw a little frustration in that moment as well. Peter, I want to get back to Nick Bosa, who I do think is going to play himself into that all-pro position at DN in his rookie year, almost like Quentin Nelson showed up as among the best guards, if not the best, with the Indianapolis Colts. Who would we say right now is head and shoulders above Nick Bosa as an edge rusher in football right now? And this guy's only played four games, but definitively this guy's better than Nick Bosa. Who would that be?
Well, I mean, look, I am not one who's going to crown anybody after four games, and especially because, you know, Nick Bosa last night really was not playing against the best competition. You know, I still think on a given day, Von Miller is an absolute killer. And again, you don't want to say too much about Shaq Barrett yet, but until Sunday, his first four games of the year were more impactful than Bosa's first four games of the year have been. And I'm not saying I'd take Shaq Barrett over Bosa, but what I am saying is you have to be careful of a small sample size.
Sure.
So so I'm not, I sort of don't look at it that way. I got to a little pissing thing on Twitter today because we have all these people saying that Baker Mayfield is, you know, is a bust and or whatever they're saying. They're just killing him. I said, can we please not take, you know, a young quarterback's temperature after his 18th NFL start and decide whether he's going to make it or not make it? You don't know that. Let's look up the stats for John Elway and Brett Favre and I don't even know who else. And let's look at for Joe Montana after 18 games. And I just think it's, we want an answer now about everybody. I am totally bullish on Bosa. I'm not trying to minimize what he's doing, but I'm also saying, you know, let's give it time. I'm not going to sit here and say that he's the best edge rusher in football. In the first month of the season, there haven't been many better, if any, but, you know, he's got to do it for a while.
Right. He's still not Khalil Mack. He's still not quite, Miles Garrett, Garrett. I mean, he rough game last night, but still unbelievable talent. Peter, want to wrap up with what the Washington Redskins are and who they want to be. Jay Gruden, I think, is a guy who just kind of got a raw deal, was never set up in a good situation. If I'm Dwayne Haskins, I don't know if I want to get thrown in there now. Or I mean, how do the Redskins get out of this?
I mean, they have to change their front office structure right now. And again, I'm going to say something that really sounds almost like this would be in a junior high school paper. Okay, but I just found it absolutely bizarre. Three things. Number one, Daniel Snyder does not come out and address anything about firing a coach. In the statement that Washington had at 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was, they didn't even thank Jay Gruden for the 6 years. They said nothing. Hey, thanks to Coach Gruden for his years of service. Nothing like that. It was an absolutely Bush League firing. In some ways, it was euthanasia, but it was just done in a Bush League way. Number two, Bruce Allen comes out in this is not like you're coming out to fire the head coach at Berkeley or in Palo Alto. Bruce Allen came out in a white polo and spoke for 13 minutes. And talked about what a great franchise this was. Okay, it looked like he was squeezing this in before he was going out to play 18 and had a tee time at 2 o'clock. And I mean, to say that, oh, we got a damn good culture and we're a lot better than people think. And again, no. Hey, we'd like to thank Coach Gruden. That's number two. Number three. How about Bill Callahan walking out in a long sleeve coach's T-shirt? Essentially, what they sit there and watch film in, you know, click back and forth. Here's the new Washington head coach's introduction to the nation's capital. It's going to be on all the evening news. Here he comes. Here he is. And he looks like he just got off the elliptical at Equinox for 20 minutes. And here I am. Yeah, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to go back and brush some tape. This is a Bush League organization. It just is. But the following thing just really, I think, encapsulates what's wrong with this team and this organization and this front office. All these teams in the NFL hungry for a left tackle. They want a left tackle so bad. And they're calling Washington in the month of August saying, hey, listen, you know, we want to talk to you about Trent Williams. Nope, don't want to talk to you. So then the market for Trent Williams totally dries up, right? Nobody now is going to pay maximum for Trent Williams, who, by the way, is 31 years old, and he's missed 15 games in the last 4 years due to injury. Who's going to pay a boatload for him? I'll tell you, would have, and I know this for a fact, that Bill O'Brien of the Houston Texans would have paid a ransom to get Trent Williams, but he couldn't get engaged by anybody from Washington. So now he'll sit on the sidelines. He's out in a contract dispute, out because he's angry at the medical treatment by the organization. So instead of having something to show for that, Washington will have absolutely nothing other than the angriest player in the NFL at their team.
There you go.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is your Washington. I'm not even going to say their name because I don't say it, because it's a slur.
Peter King here on 95.7 The Game. Ray Ratto, I thought...
I was more upset that he said they were my Washington.
Right, yeah.
I have nothing to do with that.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, look, Peter, Ray wrote for Deadspin a pretty good opus about the tearing down of Sports Illustrated. It was followed up the next day talking about how, you know, corporate structure is just killing journalism. As one of the most preeminent sports journalists out there, your thoughts on Sports Illustrated?
I'm just immensely sad. Some of my best friends are still there. And, you know, I just know that this new structure that they're trying to do is going to make Sports Illustrated. I'm not saying it's going to make Sports Illustrated such a lesser place, but Sports Illustrated's mission has never been to, you know, have a correspondent at 300 college and pro and whatever teams, you know, that is, and again, look, maybe that's what has to be done to save the franchise. Maybe it is. Sports Illustrated has always been special. It's been unique. It's been Rick Riley. It's been Frank DeFord. It's been Tim Layden. It's been Bill Knack. It's been these guys who you read a story,
Dr. Z
column, and you think of it for the next week. I mean, I called Rick Riley the other day and asked him to write the back page column for my column, Football Morning in America, on Monday, because I said that's the best way I can think to either both pay tribute to the vanishing SI and to let people hear your voice and to see what great writing is like on the back page. And he wrote it. He was thrilled to do it. I can say that. Absolutely thrilled to do it, and he wrote it, and I got so much reaction. Man, you really remind us of what we're missing. And again, I don't want this to come off like, you know, I don't love Grant Wall. I love Grant Wall. Or like I don't love, you know, Robert Klemko and Jenny Varentis and Greg Bishop and those people who are still there and who are going to be very good. I just fear without editing, without being, you know, basically the conscience of sports, because so much of that has disappeared now. So many teams, so many media entities, so many networks are in bed with so many people, you know, in so many leagues, and SI isn't. And I'm just praying that it can keep its identity. I have my doubts, but I'm praying that it can.
Peter, thank you very much. Why don't you go back to that nice little patio you got there in Brooklyn and just enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. See you.
Appreciate it. Peter King here on 95.7 The Game. And when we come back, it's officially time for the Tuesday Trifecta. You can fire it up right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Plant the flag. See where we got that from? Do you know where we got that? No, I think Bosa knows where we got that.
I think everybody knows what that was for. Just wanted to get payback.
Yeah, coming.
All right. So plant the flag is our Tuesday Trifecta topic. Question number one. If you could go and draft one player from either the 49ers or Raiders to start an NFL team with, who are you taking? One player from both teams in the Bay.
That's good.
Who you taking? These are all good.
I like that one.
Waiting to hear number two.
All right, okay.
You get to throw a flag like an official pretty much on anything you want. Doesn't even need to really be a penalty. Throw your yellow flag. Interpret that how you will. Throw your yellow flag on the world, on society, on your wife, on your kids, on your job, on your boss. You have one flag to throw. Where are you throwing your flag?
Just don't throw it at Orlando Brown's eye, please.
Don't do that. He needs to see tomorrow. Question number three. I got a little political incorrectness for you, and I think you're going to like it. I hope you do. We're going to have China just canceled that draft. You get to cancel anything on TV like China just canceled the Houston Rockets. What are you canceling? It is a China canceled it draft, meaning once somebody plays the role of China canceling a TV show. That TV show is gone. You need to cancel now another TV show, a product, a whatever. You're China. You're a communist country. You can make things disappear.
Anything?
TV show. I want to keep a TV show.
Any TV show on television.
Any TV.
Or Netflix or whatever.
Yes. Any entertainment vehicle that drives through your television screen.
Episodic entertainment.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Tuesday trifecta. Plant your flag. Ray loves this segment because he just sits there and draws.
He's already asleep.
Plant your flag. If you could draft one player from the Bay to start an NFL team around, who is it? You get to throw your flag on anyone, anything, anywhere in society. Who are you throwing the flag on? Question number three. Cancel it just like China. You get to cancel anything. Welcome to communism. What are you canceling? We're doing it draft style. So once something gets canceled, you can't get canceled twice. 888-957-9570. Ask for it by name. Accept no substitutions. Oh, yeah. The Tuesday trifecta is next here on 95.7 The Game. Damon Ratto and Kolsky.
And suddenly over the loudspeaker, I heard...
Trifecta.
Triple.
Bifecta.
With a triple.
Trifecta.
It's the Tuesday trifecta. One topic, three questions. Now, here's Damon Bruce.
All right, here we go. In a time that we have left today before Covey and Shasky take over here in the studio, we're wrapping up this edition of Damon Ratto and Kolsky, a little Tuesday trifecta. 888-957-9570. Tony, first man in, first man on. He comes to us from Oakland. Thank you very much, Tony. If you could draft one player, an NFL player from the Bay to start an NFL franchise with, who's that player you're taking?
It's Breida.
Wow.
Matt Breida. Boom. Look, you got a fast running back. No doubt about it. Oh, I didn't mean to hang up on you. I just did. I'm so sorry. That was the host's fault.
Blame the host.
That was the host's fault. I want to blame Ratto.
No, it's my fault.
Yeah. Thank you, Ray. Thanks for falling on the sword, even though that was absolutely me. Terribly sorry.
No, it was me.
Do
and
call
I,
back
and
in.
And I meant to hang up on you because Damon told me to get rid of you.
I just got over it.
See how I did that?
Thank you, Ray.
It was an exciting moment. Matt Breida was not an answer I was expecting.
No, it really wasn't. But, you know, it's...
He's good.
It's not a bad player.
Not
the worst answer you could offer. Antoine Exum would have been a worse answer.
That would have been
not even
much
on the team anymore.
You could have him.
You can pick him up right now. He's still available.
He's available to you today.
Let's start this again. All apologies from Ray, who was entirely responsible for all of that. Welcome, Dave, in the South Bay. I won't hang up on you after one question today. If you could draft one player to start an NFL franchise with, who is it?
Well, I'm pretty sure nobody's from the Raiders, but I'm going to say George Kittle.
George Kittle's not a bad pick.
I think that would be my answer.
That guy could do a little bit of everything.
If you ask yourself who is the most likely to be the best player at their position for the longest time, I think George Kittle's the answer.
The synopsis would be more helpful at the end of the segment than cutting people off at the beginning.
Well, Dave just said the answer.
Speaking of cutting people off, I'll try not to do that to Dave in South Bay. Dave, who are you throwing your flag on in life?
I'm throwing it out to Bay Area traffic. They get that big 15-yard penalty. I hate it.
Personal foul.
Sucks.
Roughing, holding, unnecessary traffic, unnecessary gridlock. Bay Area traffic. Yeah, that's a no. We don't even need to go to replay. You got it right,
choice.
Dave. You got it right. You get to be the communist that cancels a television show, but you do it here in the United States. You get to cancel something on TV like China just canceled the Rockets. What are you canceling, Dave?
To do that show where they got to put on a mask and you got to guess.
The Masked Singer,
Singer's gone. Okay, thank you. By the way, I don't know if Antonio Brown's got any opportunities anymore. Wasn't he a Masked Singer? Thank you very much.
He was indeed.
Dave, Masked Singer is gone and now officially off the draft board. We go to Dan in Hayward. Dan, thank you very much for the call. If you could draft one player from either the 49ers or Raiders to start a franchise around, who is it?
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to go with Nick Bosa, though.
Who Who are you throwing that flag on? We just got a flag on Bay Area traffic.
I'm throwing my flag on, like, litterers and people who just throw their garbage out
Amen.
And dumping it. It's all over the place.
Amen.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Throw it in the trash can. They're everywhere.
Exactly.
Dan, you got the second pick in the China just canceled it draft. What are you taking?
I'm canceling The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Can we do both in one?
Can you do the whole universe at once? Bachelor in Paradise yeah. also gone.
Bachelors
yeah.
of all kinds. Bachelors and Etts, both gone.
Exactly.
Thank you. We will take both picks at this time. Yes, we will. Thank you very, very much. Solid.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. They've got a new show out where it's basically like, we're going to put these horny singles on an island.
That's Bachelor in Paradise.
And the name of the show should just
be Love Island?
Herpes.
That's also, that could
Welcome
work
to
too.
Herpes Island.
Those are all British knockoffs, by the way.
Yeah, it all starts
Love
with
Island's
Big Brother.
Love Island's been around for like 10 years.
Yeah, the British Love Island is even more entertaining.
Pound it, pound it, pound it, pound it.
Yes, I did watch Love Island.
Julian San Bruno, thank you very much, Julian, for calling the Tuesday Trifecta. Plant the flag is your topic today. You could draft one player from a Bay Area NFL team to start a franchise with. Who you taking?
I was going to say Kittle, but Bosa, yeah. after his performance last night.
Isn't that something else? Four games into a career, we're talking, it might be him. That's something else.
I think he's
it
the
really
favorite.
Is. It might be. Who you throwing your flag on, Julian?
Yo, I'm a teacher, so I'm throwing it at American education because that shit has not changed since.
Oh, man. You know what?
Julian.
I wish we could have kept Julian.
We would have loved it, but you're not allowed to swear when you call the radio show. Here's the thing. I can
you're
tell,
not wrong.
I can tell when it's intentional. I can tell when we just make you feel so comfortable.
That was just a slip. Just totally. A slip. That's just the way he feels, man. Support you, Adrian.
That said, a great way to show that you don't have an education is to forget that one element.
You can't
I know
swear.
I can't swear here, but I can't get it together for that 1 minute. He's absolutely right.
Yes.
But and I don't want him to go away thinking that I'm being mean to him. But, man, you know, you don't have that many opportunities to tell other people what you think without them telling you to shut up. You got to hit the home run.
You do. You got to connect when you have the opportunity.
By the way, so I need to just kill a minute here because we got
to
let the delay build back up. What's the name of this soccer player?
Zlatan.
Zlatan
Ibrahimovic,
who just got himself a statue built
in his hometown.
Wants you to bask in it.
If all the people out there feel that they need energy, they just have to come to the statue and they will get that energy and they will feel that vibration. That anything is possible.
Come feel the vibration. Okay,
absolutely.
So
he's I want to say one thing very quickly
please.
About him. He's the guy who, when he came to America, he took out a full page ad in the LA Times.
Thank you.
And he just said, "Thank you.
You're welcome."
No, you're welcome.
Oh,
that's what it was. You screwed me up. You're welcome. I mean, there is no player in the history of any sport has said this is so about me. More completely than he has, and it's not close.
There are three kinds of players. Those who get trophies, those who get statues, and those who are Zlatan.
You have players that win trophies, you have players that get statues, and then you have players that get trophies and statues. So I feel very
I'm sorry, honored. This has got 14 more seconds on it in the The end is just as good as the beginning.
It's so good.
But I have to go back to the beginning because the beginning is it's just incredible. This man is not kidding.
You have players that win trophies. You have players that get statues. And then you have players that get trophies and statues. So I feel very honored. And I normally say I ate Sweden for breakfast. I ate Europe for lunch, and I took the world by dinner. So that is how I describe the statue.
That is how I describe the statue. Is such a tremendous way.
The world is my amuse-bouche. I eat it all.
No, he's the best. I mean, Antonio Brown on his most narcissistic day cannot approach Zlatan.
It's phenomenal. I applaud it. He's my favorite soccer player of all time. Just
he's
like
your
that.
Favorite player of all time. You just don't know it yet.
Thank you very much. Brian in Santa Rosa, as we have killed enough time for the delay to have built back up to where if you swear too, Brian, we don't get fired. So try not to blow it, all right?
You
Hey, no problem, David. Hey, guys. So, just to make history, I actually called your show a long time ago, and you dropped me for swearing. So make sure.
Oh, no. Brian, well, here's the thing. Your phone's so bad tonight, I got to drop you right here. It's a terrible phone call. It's a bad connection. Oh, Santa Rosa, you let us down. Brian, call back next week. We promise to hang up on you in an original way at that point in time. Aaron in San Francisco. Believe it or not, we're only three calls in to this damn draft. Aaron, thank you very much. If you could draft one player from the Bay to start an NFL team around, who are you taking?
I got to go with Nick Bosa.
It feels like a right answer to me. Who are you throwing your flag on?
NFL scheduling on Sundays. I don't know why it's 10 morning games and like 2 1 o'clock games.
True.
Yeah, I didn't like it last week either. Spread it out. Spread it a little bit more thin, if you will. You get to play the role of China. You get to cancel a TV show like China just canceled the Houston Rockets. What are you canceling, you communist?
I got to cancel the Colin Cowherd show. Can't stand a guy.
Oh, man, that's it. Poor John Goulet's out of work all of a sudden.
That was fast. Why?
Colin Cowherd, gone. I tell you, they want to cancel him in Cleveland. They hate him in Cleveland because he's all on Baker.
Price they pay.
Chad, San Jose, thank you very much. Chad, appreciate your call. All right, draft one player from the Bay to start a franchise with. Who are you taking?
The people's tight end, Kittle.
The people's tight end.
Absolutely.
Ray shivers every single time he hears that.
I think of that as more a dry heave, but either way.
It's overselling.
Chad, who are you throwing your flag on in the world?
The mayor of Oakland. She's about to lose the A's.
That would be bad.
I don't know if she is.
I don't know if she
is.
But
I hear you.
She's the wrong target.
Yeah, there's a lot of guilty parties. She's among them, but not chief among them. Chad, final question for you here. You get the fourth pick in the cancel it like China draft. What are you doing?
Hard Knocks. These teams are getting control of it, and they're just editing everything they can now. They're just gonna start this editing it like crazy.
Here's the thing. I don't think we needed China to cancel that. I think the Raiders just did. The problem is this last version of Hard Knocks not only looked bad as it was coming out in real time. When we now learned what was really going on behind the scenes with Antonio Brown, and hardly any of that was covered.
It's so clearly not a behind-the-scenes show.
Exactly. It's the opposite of a documentary.
No, it's an ad.
Precisely. And that is why you're already seeing HBO pivot away from the Hard Knocks brand back to the 24/7, like Pacquiao Mayweather thing, and it's starting to do college teams who they probably hope to tell more dirt on.
Because they figure those guys aren't clever enough to close the right doors just yet.
Which is incredibly stupid because once people figure out how you turn the faucet off, they all figure it out.
Yes.
The Raiders killed the franchise. That's it. Don't do it again. You will never recreate any of the glory years, even though the glory years were about 2 years, 20 years ago.
I mean, and Ray's normally so optimistic about things. This is Derek calling from Richmond. Derek, thank you very much. If you could draft one player from a Bay Area team to start a franchise around, who are you taking?
Nick Bosa.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's where we are. Thank you very much, Derek. So, who are you throwing your flag on in society?
The ownership of the Oakland Raiders for leaving Oakland.
Well, I mean, they haven't. Oh, well, yeah, they're going to. There's no doubt about that. I thought you meant A's.
It's a deal.
Feels like everyone's leaving. Whose show you canceling, you communist entity, you, Derek?
Oh, the Wonderful Basketball Wives.
Oh,
not bad. Can we get the whole Housewives deal swept up in that, like we did with The Bachelor?
Let me tell you right now.
Well, why not?
My wife. God bless my wife. And look, we all need mental bubble gum.
Sure.
Shut your brain off. But this is poisoning the women of America. It's poisoning.
I like
poisoning
to think they're smart enough
God.
To divorce
no,
themselves.
No. This is not how grown-ups act in civilized society.
Well, that's the truth.
We continue and conclude with Rich in Fremont today. Rich, don't let us down. If you could draft one player from the Bay to start a team around, who is it?
Oh, without a doubt, Richard Sherman.
A little bit late in his career for that, but
I don't hate that.
Yeah, look, I mean, the guy's a little bit of an on-field leader, no doubt about it. If you could throw a flag on society, where are you throwing your flag?
People who text and drive, man. This isn't about people being drunk. People just openly texting and driving and causing accidents.
It's terrible.
Text and drive.
It's terrible. And you know what? The fender bender's got to go away as much as anything else. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm
that.
Guilty. I cop to that.
Don't do it. Stop doing it.
Dumbass. You're right.
Cancel it like a communist, Rich. What's over and done with?
I got to agree with the other caller, man. The Matt Singer's got to go. I'm sick of that show.
It was a draft. You can't take it twice. You got to cancel something else.
But everybody got to take Bosa. You looked the other way on that.
That wasn't a draft.
Oh,
pay attention, Ray.
Get the game, Ray.
I mean, you're only hosting the show.
That's true. We did tell him he didn't have to.
You're right about that.
That's on us.
All right, real quick. Who are you starting your team with, Ray?
Buckner.
I think that's a good answer. I'm going Kittle because, like I said, he's the only guy I can imagine being the best tight end and the best at his position in football for the next 5 years.
Going with Tevin Coleman, Indiana University. And that's about it. Thank you very much. We don't have any more time. We don't have any more answers. We don't have any more anything for you this afternoon. This show just got canceled. Thank you very much to Alex Boone, Sean Salisbury, Peter King for joining us, everyone who called in for the trifecta, even the guys who swore, even the guys I hung up on incorrectly. Thank you, Albie. Thank you, Elena. Merci beaucoup. On c'est si bon. Sports don't build character, they reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Christian, touchdown! McCaffrey, touchdown!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.